This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Where do you stand? That's what President Biden is asking as the Senate begins debate today on a voting rights bill. Martin Luther King III has a message for lawmakers. Pass the stalled legislation. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
At a news conference, King decried laws passed in 19 Republican-led states that have made it harder to vote in response to former President Trump's false claims about election rigging.
These laws are being passed with knife-like precision to cut black and brown voters out of the process.
King had particularly harsh words for two Democrats, Senators Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who opposed changing Senate rules to muscle the bill past a Republican filibuster.
They draw the line at protecting the rights of millions of voters.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The big snowstorm that battered the South, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast has some residents frustrated. A foot of snow or more fell in parts of New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. This woman in Pittsburgh's Brookline neighborhood told WTAE-TV when the snow fell,
the streets are barely plowed, not salted, and it goes on for days that it's like this.
Chinese state media say parcels mailed from overseas may have spread the Omicron variant of the coronavirus in Beijing and elsewhere, despite doubts among overseas health experts that the virus can be transmitted via packaging. In fact, the World Health Organization says coronaviruses need a live animal or human host to multiply and survive, and cannot multiply on the surface of food packages. The armed man who took four people hostage during a standoff at a Texas synagogue had stayed in a homeless shelter before the attack. Malik Faisal Akram was killed after the hostages ran out, but we still don't know who shot him. Authorities say they're still investigating. This is AP News. The Rams topped the Cardinals 34-11 to advance in the NFC playoffs. Mark Myers has this.
Matthew Stafford passed for two touchdowns and ran for another score in the Rams' 34-11 win over the Cardinals. It's Stafford's first playoff win in his 13-year NFL career. Odell Beckham Jr. and Cooper Kupp made the touchdown receptions as L.A. took a 28-0 lead in the third quarter. Arizona's dual-threat quarterback Kyler Murray threw for just 137 yards and rushed for only six. He threw two interceptions. One was returned for a pick six. Mark Myers, Inglewood, California.
Organizers of the Beijing Winter Olympics say only selected spectators will be permitted at next month's games because of the coronavirus pandemic. Beijing had already announced that no fans from outside the country would be permitted at the events. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.